What if the love story you've been waiting for has already begun, and you're the one holding the pen? Right now, before any partner enters the picture, your narrative is unfolding. The question isn't whether you'll find love, but whether you'll recognize yourself as complete long before someone else arrives. Siggy Flicker discovered this truth the hard way. Married to her Jewish knight in shining armor, she felt lonelier than ever. The fairy tale looked perfect from the outside, but inside, she was disappearing. Only after that marriage ended did she meet Michael, a car salesman who loved her exactly as she was, loud, passionate, unapologetically herself. That contrast taught her everything she now shares. Authentic love begins not with finding the right person, but with becoming the right version of yourself. After creating over 100 successful marriages, Siggy's approach cuts through the princess fantasies we absorbed from childhood and reveals what actually builds lasting connection. Your fairy tale doesn't begin when someone else arrives. It's unfolding right now, with you as the heroine. There's a particular desperation that radiates from someone convinced their real life starts only when love arrives. The woman scanning every gathering for partners, checking apps compulsively, feeling physically ill at friends' engagement announcements. This princess desperado syndrome repels connection instantly. Here's the crucial distinction. You need shelter, income, and emotional support. Everything else, including romantic partnership, is a want, not a need. This difference separates seeking completion from seeking enhancement. Consider a dating cleanse, 1 to 3 months completely free from romantic pursuits. No apps, no flirtatious texting, no stalking exes online. This relationship detox eliminates accumulated frustration and allows you to return as a complete person seeking enhancement rather than completion. Most people approach their love lives with less strategic thinking than buying a car. Lasting love requires examining past relationships, identifying patterns, and articulating what you truly want. One woman kept attracting commitment-phobic men until she specified, "I want a man who is emotionally available and ready for marriage within 2 years." Another transformed her dating life by shifting from wanting someone nice to seeking a kind, ambitious man who makes me laugh and shares my love of travel. Yet intention fails if you're sabotaging yourself with unrealistic expectations or believing you're unworthy of love. One client insisted on men over 6'4" with numerous non-negotiables, drastically limiting her options. After meeting someone 5'9", she realized how her narrow standards had constrained possibilities. Finding love requires stepping outside your comfort zone. Present your best self, while inner beauty matters most, looking your best gives you magnetic confidence. Follow 3 daily rules. Put your phone down and engage with your surroundings, smile genuinely, and talk to strangers. These embody the FAB principle. Be fierce, looking and feeling your best, approachable, friendly and smiling, and broad-minded, open to meeting all kinds of people. Strategically recruit wing women who genuinely want your happiness, but avoid bringing single girlfriends. Consider going solo. Men find it easier to approach you alone. Don't neglect online dating. 1 in 3 couples now meets online. The more you expand your social circle, the better your chances. Men are straightforward. They're either interested or they're not. When genuinely interested, they make consistent effort. What men truly desire? Physical intimacy, support for their goals, and freedom from constant criticism. Men quickly categorize women as either relationship material or temporary connection, based primarily on physical attraction followed by personality. Watch for problematic types. The bachelor, charming but commitment phobic, the smotherer, rushes intimacy prematurely, and the Peter Pan, immature and living in the past. Instead, seek the prince, a man who shows genuine curiosity about your life, remembers details, makes consistent effort, and develops the relationship beyond physical chemistry. Men value what they work for. For the first 6 months, let him plan dates and initiate communication while maintaining your independent life. 3 guidelines. Let him ask you out and plan initial dates. Allow him to initiate calls, Respond enthusiastically, but don't constantly initiate, and limit seeing him to twice weekly maximum. Moving too fast often ends relationships just as quickly. Regarding intimacy, wait at least 2 months or 8 dates. Sex changes dynamics, so establish trust first. Ask yourself, am I comfortable? Is this for me or him? Can we discuss protection? Does he respect me? For the first 5 dates, let him initiate communication. For dates 6 through 10, show appreciation and occasionally plan dates. After 10 dates, casually introduce him to friends. Don't play hard to get. Be hard to get by maintaining your full, interesting life. When you maintain independence, interests, and standards, you demonstrate your life is already wonderful. He can enhance it, not complete it. Every relationship ends in breakup or forever. What happens between matters most. Address critical questions early. Do you share views on monogamy, marriage, and children? Are you spiritually compatible? Do friends and family support your relationship? How do you handle conflict? Can you discuss money and sex openly? Watch for red flags. If it brings more pain than joy, if you're expecting him to change, if you justify his actions to friends, if the same issues recur, if he puts minimal effort in, or if he's ever abusive, move on when these appear. One woman learned this when her boyfriend got engaged to another woman after 2 years together. They'd never discussed exclusivity. If questioning whether it's too early to discuss relationship status, especially when intimate, it's not. Have an honest conversation about monogamy and intentions, then decide based on your needs. Nearly 80% of successful couples stay together because they prioritize their relationship above all else. Lasting relationships require consistent work. Maintain physical intimacy, accept your partner as they are, stay positive during rough patches, compromise willingly, and fight fairly with respect. When heartbreak strikes, accept reality, call in friends for support, stay busy, commit to a technology detox, practice daily gratitude, and actively remind yourself of your worth. Each heartbreak teaches something valuable, preparing you for the right relationship. These tools equip you for smart love decisions, but confidence matters most. As Brené Brown says, if we own the story, then we can write the ending. Act as if your dream partner is already in your life, as if you're fearless before dates. This psychological technique aligns your behavior with your desires. You are already complete, worthy, and enough. The love you seek enhances your life. It doesn't define it. Date with intention, protect your heart while keeping it open, and trust the right person will recognize your worth. Your happily ever after isn't a destination. It's a journey of growth, connection, and choice. You're writing a story of a woman who knows her worth and refuses to settle. That attracts the right partner, someone who sees your completeness and wants to build something beautiful alongside you. The most beautiful love stories emerge from real people who choose each other daily, through challenges and joys alike. Your authentic self is your most powerful asset. Siggy's story proves that pretending to be someone else, even in marriage, creates deeper loneliness than being single. When she embraced being loud, passionate, and unapologetically herself, she found Michael, who loved her exactly as she was. Desperation makes you suppress your nature. Unrealistic expectations make you reject authentic connections. And playing games means performing rather than living. Authenticity means honoring your needs without apology, taking dating cleanses when depleted, walking away from unfulfilling relationships, having difficult conversations about exclusivity. It means presenting yourself confidently while remaining open, understanding male psychology to communicate effectively, and trusting your instincts even when your heart resists. When relationships thrive, authentic people grow individually while building together. When they end, authentic people grieve honestly, learn genuinely, and emerge stronger. Every experience teaches you to recognize true love when it arrives, not to complete you, but to complement the already complete, authentic, remarkable woman you've become.